Tensions between Thailand and Cambodia escalating as both sides confirm fresh clashes between troops along the border. The latest skirmish taking place near the Tham Yun Thom Temple in Surin province. Both sides have accused each other of firing first in the incident. These fresh clashes come as Thailand also downgraded diplomatic ties with its neighbor, recalling its ambassador and expelling Cambodia's envoy. Phnom Penh has responded, saying it will do the same and has demanded that all Thai diplomatic staff leave the country. The diplomatic fallout is triggered by landmines along the disputed border, which had injured several Thai soldiers. Bangkok accused its neighbor of placing them on the Thai side. Phnom Penh, though, has denied the allegations. The incident adds to ongoing military and diplomatic standoffs since a fatal border clash in May, with both sides reinforcing troops and enacting retaliatory border measures. For the latest, Saksit Sayasombat joins us live from Bangkok. Saksit, tell us more about the latest escalation and what has led up to this point.
Now, we are getting a lot of unconfirmed reports about that the gunfire, or rather the escalation at the border in Surin province, is still ongoing. And the problem also right now is that we are getting conflicting reports from both sides, especially about who has started to fire early this Thursday morning when the Thai army has noticed troop movements along the border in Surin province at an ancient temple that both countries claim to be theirs. The Thais, of course, are saying that the Cambodians shot first. The Cambodians claim that the Thais shot first. But we are seeing reports right now, unverified, I might also add, and also from only the Thai side at this point, that the gunfire is still ongoing. What we do know is also as well that the governor of Surin province has asked civilians nearby the border to seek shelter and also prepare to evacuate to temporary shelters as well. Now, this follows after a series of incidents within the past 24 hours. Yesterday afternoon in Ubon Ratchathani, a different province from where these clashes are being reported from, a Thai patrol unit has stepped on a landmine, injuring five, one of them severely. This is the second such landmine incident in 1 week. The Thais are protesting that to the international community because it's a violation to international treaties against the use of anti-personnel landmines. And ironically, in that sense as well, this incident happened while the Thai foreign ministry was giving a briefing to foreign diplomats about the first incident a week ago. And according to our sources, the diplomats, the international diplomats, were asking the Thais whether or not an escalation could happen and whether or not the Thais would be escalating things. Now, here we are after the landmine incident last evening, and the ambassador of Cambodia to Thailand has been expelled, as well as recalling the Thai ambassador to Cambodia. We understand that both ambassadors have already been back to their respective countries even before this whole thing happened. The Cambodian Foreign Ministry has confirmed that on Thursday morning, as you said, also expelling Thai diplomats as well as recalling Cambodian staff too that are working at the Thai embassy. No such retaliatory action so far on the Thai side. We are understanding that the Thai National Security Council, led by acting Prime Minister Bumthambi Chiachai, is going to have an urgent meeting later this afternoon to talk about what's next. But clearly, at this point, it's a very fluid situation right now at the border. There are also no reports about casualties whatsoever, but it is still very early to say, to get a clear picture of what's going on at the border right now.
Lots of information still coming in, as you said. But Saksit, what's been the reaction to these growing tensions? How likely could we see any sort of resolution anytime soon?
Now, that is very difficult now at this point. And this escalation has been something that a lot of people from both sides of the border have feared already. But it has been ratcheting up for about 2 months now, ever since on May 20, at the end of May, there has been a gunfire between two patrolling patrols of the Cambodian and the Thai military when they encountered in a forest in a disputed territory. A Cambodian soldier was killed in that incident. And ever since then, it has sparked a proper border dispute and these kind of tensions. And there has been a tit-for-tat between these two countries, with Thais pretty much closing border crossings towards Cambodia. But let's also not forget that, you know, there has been a history of border conflicts between these two countries because of unclear border demarcations, or rather disputed border lines stemming from colonial times. Both countries have been at the International Court of Justice many times disputing about where this border line actually goes to, and that has also inflamed a lot of tensions between two countries that has led to this kind of diplomatic downgrade that we are seeing right now. That has happened before many times, but also we are hearing from acting Thai Prime Minister Phumthamveer Chetchai. He has commented to Thai media just now that they are saying that things need to be handled very delicately. But we are also seeing that it is also a conflict not only between two countries, but also between two ruling families. We have on one side Hun Sen, the former Prime Minister and the President of the Senate, and his son, the current Prime Minister Hun Manet, and on the other side, Thaksin Shinawat, the former Prime Minister and the patriarch of the ruling Pheu Thai Party, and his daughter, Pattithan Shinawat, who's currently suspended as a Prime Minister because of a phone leak between Pattithan and Hun Sen, where she was appearing to be kowtowing to him and also criticizing a Thai army commander in the middle of this ongoing border dispute. So we are seeing that there are multiple fronts, so to speak, for lack of a better word, where we are seeing this conflict being played out right now. And a resolution, as you said, Rani, it's very hard to see right now, and whether or not this could spill over into a further border conflict, because right now it's at one point, but of course troops on both sides are at high alert all along the border now.
Thank you, Saksit, for those updates and insights. That was Saksit Sayasombat reporting live from Bangkok.